tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it, and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Slime.
King of Crash.
The Colossus of Cloud. The Colossus of Cloud.
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. And our producer is Eric Ostrowski. Will be on every Saturday morning now from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, following the Chaunceroo, Chauncey's Great Outdoor Show, every Saturday morning, 7 to 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We'll be talking about some items that have either ended in Huggins and Scott Auctions, some of the pricing, and we'll be bringing up items that people have brought into Triple Crown in Naperville and asked me values of or had me send to Huggins and Scott Auctions. And we'll also be taking your calls with questions if you think you have something that sounds like what we're talking about and might be valuable. And you if you do call in, you will get in a drawing. Each week we'll have a prize to give away. And this week, it's the first week back since December, the last time it snowed, actually. We're giving away a nice prize this week, a 2016 Panini Absolute Football Box. Decided to do an Absolute Football Box because they've been good, and it's such a good year for football rookies and hockey rookies this year. The products have just been
That's such
flying.
A great product.
It
oh,
really
my
is.
Gosh, I hit a Dak Prescott auto out of there. That's
yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
That
cards.
Was one Romo hit Tom Brady, like a quad memorabilia autograph card numbered to 5
wow.
out of there.
It wasn't like, from yeah. the missing jersey, was it?
No. No, but I think it was a deflated ball.
No, there
it was
you go.
A piece of that in there. So, yeah. And nice. So the number here is 312-332-3776. You can call us. If we use you on the show, you have a good question for us, you'll get in the drawing. And Vince Clementi's company, ERC Delivery, Vince will pick the winner at the end of the show, and their company will deliver free of charge. You just have to email Vince at ercdelivery.com by Thursday of the week that we're doing it, and then they'll deliver it to you, set it up when they'll deliver, and they'll deliver free of charge.
Anywhere in the world.
Yes. Really?
Yes. I
really?
Will overnight it, send it out third, fourth day, or deliver it personally or with one of my drivers.
So all our Aussie fans, when they call in, you'll take a plane out there and drop it off to them.
Yeah, no planes for me.
Yeah. Planes, trains, and automobiles to get there.
That's right.
Now, Bill Huggins, your February auction did real well. There was some big money stuff in there. Those black and white Hall of Fame postcards did really well. Grover Cleveland Alexander, $66,000 was the high bid on that baby. Was that a shocker to you guys, or did you think it had that potential?
Well, we thought it had a potential. I think that number that it actually got to surprised everybody. But, no, this gentleman who could sign those to us, we have, there's probably 15 or 18 more of them in the May auction, and then for the August auction, we've got the candle on the cake, the Babe Ruth card, which
really
there's only a couple of those known, really, yeah.
Yeah, so you've got some more running then in the May auction. May bidding begins April 24th and runs through May 4th, so a lot of good stuff. Already put it a couple days ago, put up some previews, you know, the items that are already in and lined up. You have a lot up there already, so we're going to mention some of those things also that are in there. For instance, there's a Ty Cobb 1910-11 Sporting Life M116 card graded SGC 7.5 on a scale of 1 to 10. That's one of only two and only one with a better grade than that. So that's going to be big what that does. So we'll be mixing in things. And we do have coming up a which ended higher where Vince has to pick. we'll name three items that went in the February Hugging the Scott. And I won't mess with Vince's mind at all. I won't toy with him.
I got your number this year. No, I think I'm going to come out smoking hot.
Yeah, I think so. It's possible, but I don't know. Superman Todd is leading it off. What's up, Superman Todd? Welcome to the show.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Hey, wait a minute, Vince. I forgot.
Okay, there it is. There it is.
Now we're official. Superman, what's up?
Morning, gentlemen. Glad to be back. Glad to have you back on the radio.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
I've got two things. They're both 2015, 2016. They're team-signed jerseys. One's from Barcelona, and the other one's from Real Madrid.
Team-signed, wow. Huh? Wow.
Yep.
Have you run any of those, Bill? That can be some good money.
Gee, yeah, no, I don't know. Gosh, is Messi on one of those? Is he?
Yeah, Messi and Neymar are on the one, and then Ronaldo's on the other one.
Those are the big names.
Wow.
Yeah. Really?
Are these game jerseys, or?
I'm sorry?
I say, Todd, are they game worn jerseys or just rep? Or
no, they're like the authentic ones, but not game worn. You know what I mean? Kind of like
by
the fully stitched ones,
right?
And stuff.
Okay. Gosh, I don't know what those would sell for. I'd be, you know, jeez. Have you done any research as to what they sell for?
Not really. I'm gonna be getting them JSA in 2 weeks because I already called them and they really don't do soccer that much. But they said it'd be about $175 to do each one. And I know the guy that he moved here from Spain that I know. So I mean,
those guys' autograph cards, when they come out of the pack sign, do real well. So I would imagine, Bill, that would be a fun to watch and see what they would do in a Huggins and Scott auction. I bet they would be good. Now,
I'd be surprised if they're not. I mean, there's just, when we run things like that we've never run before, a lot of times the first one gets crazy money.
Yeah, that's true, without a doubt. I had some different people came in, obviously, in the last couple of months with a lot of neat stuff in the Triple Crown. Now, here's something that I learned that I never realized. A guy came in who said his friend, and he had this with him. He had a Ty Cobb 1907 postcard, 1907 Wolverine News in the portrait version. Now, this had writing on the front and back, like it's a postcard. It had a stamp, and it was postmarked from 1907, which I thought, to me, the postmark was good for authentication. That, you know, that's a good thing. That's kind of neat. I like it. You knew it was actually from back in that era. But actually, after then asking at Huggins and Scott, I think it was Josh got back and said that 1907 Wolverine News postcard is considered the Ty Cobb rookie by a lot of people.
Really?
And it's actually better when they grade them. They actually do grade those, and if they don't have anything filled out on them at all, those things go for big money.
Wow.
Now, even with the writing and the postmark, Josh figured this would still go over $1,000, probably well over $1,000, because you just don't see many of these things. I've been doing research since then. Pretty cool postcard, Bill. Do you remember ever running anything like that in one of your auctions?
You know, I want to say, Tom, that we have run one of those over the years, the Wolverine postcard, and I don't remember whether it was a unmailed one or a mailed one that had been canceled or anything, but the cancellation, a lot of guys who collect those vintage early postcards, they like the cancellation because, like you just said earlier, it time dates it. You're not going to get that. Yeah.
That's almost like being a type one photo where you know it was printed at the time, where, you know, and that's
it authenticates itself,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yep. I like that. But that'll be interesting if they do decide. I think they might potentially put that in a Huggins and Scott auction. So it'll be interesting to see. Okay, we've got another caller. Is this Bill from Huntley is on the line? What's up, Bill?
Sherman, how are you?
Hi, what's up?
Well, I got a, like, Upper Deck 96 team set of the Bulls, and they're all signed by the players, including Jordan, and it's framed and matted with a size, but 18 by 24, and there's a picture of Reinsdorf and those guys celebrating.
Huh. Did Reinsdorf sign that also?
No, he didn't sign that, but it's just that all the players, including Jordan, Pippen, Rodman.
That's pretty cool. Now, I would think that would sell, like, if you, that would, might be a good thing to have in a Chicago store or whatever on consignment. I would think I'd probably ask, if, after, I'd have to see it, but probably in the $1,500 to $2,000 range if I had it in my store. Did you say they're already authenticated, the autographs?
Yes, they were by a gentleman that I bought it from back in 98.
Okay, now that would be kind of a problem. Like, if it's just Joe Schmo authenticated, if you were going to sell it, you might need to get it authenticated again. Bill Huggins, if that ended up going to Huggins and Scott Auctions, you'd have to get JSA or PSA DNA to authenticate those if it's not like a TriStar or Upper Deck or whatever that authenticated them, correct?
Yes, yes. I mean, if it comes with the classic Tom Morgan, Vince Clemente, and Bill Huggins authentication, my bidders are not real.
we're not recognized nationally. Although somebody, you know, I get people come in and sign books so I can tell them.
Sure.
See, that's the one thing now. If you're selling something yourself and you saw somebody sign it, you're the only person that can sell it yourself and say, this was signed in front of me, I'm 100% sure it's authentic. But if you had me or Bill sell it for you, we didn't see that, so we have to get it authenticated. You know, but we don't. If does that make sense to you, Bill?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
I tell a lot of my consigners that if you come with the item, then I don't need to get it authenticated, because then I just stand you next to the item and feed you a cookie, and you tell the story anytime that somebody has.
Yeah, Bill from Huntley, you have
don't
another?
Don't get many takers of
them. Yeah.
Bill from Huntley, do you have something else?
Yeah, real quick, I'll make this quick. I know I had to get this authenticated, and I was the first one who got it. I got a Michael Jordan baseball when he was on the Barons.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you know, I think that'll have real good long-term value, too. I haven't looked at them recently, but I think $500 or $600. Does that sound about right, Bill, for a Jordan single-signed baseball?
Yeah, what kind of ball is it on, Bill?
You know, I'm driving right now, so I can't remember where. I know I have to look and see who. It was a minor league ball, maybe, so I'm not really sure. It wasn't a major league baseball.
If it was on a minor league ball from the league that Jordan played in, that's actually even better than on a major league
That's
baseball.
Good, a Birmingham Barons ball. Yeah, check it out, Bill, and give us a call maybe next week, but keep your eyes on the road. Don't do it right now, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, guys. Thanks for the call.
Well, officer, I was listening to the Tom Morgan show.
We were talking, and I had to look it over as he crashes into the side barrier. So let's see, man, we're already coming up fairly close to the first break. We've got time here for, you know, let's wait. Ken, I hope you can wait till after the break, because I want to do a little talking here. We've got, my Twitter ID is TCrownTom. You can also get in our drawing if you tweet a picture of an item to my attention at TCrownTom and we use it on the show. You also get in the drawing, where each week we have a prize to give away on the show. This week it's a 2016 Panini Absolute football box that we're giving away. These have three mini boxes. I've seen tons of these opened. They sell for over $100, so it's a good box. But each mini box has one autograph in it, and then two of the three mini boxes in a full box have a second hit in it, like a relic card, jersey card, something, maybe even sometimes a second autograph. They have those case hits that are glass card. We're very familiar
with
this.
Yes, product. I've opened a few of those boxes.
Yeah.
A lot of nice Ezekiel Elliott's and Prescott's.
A lot
and
of low numbered nice stuff that's
absolutely
good.
Absolutely. Beautiful looking cards as well.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. Oh, look at that.
The word of the day.
Yeah, I'm as dumb as ever. So the number here also is 312-332-3776. You can give us a call with a question about the value of an item, and you get in the drawing that way also. And then when we come back from the break, in addition to talking about more items that ended in the Huggins and Scott auction, more items that are going to be in the upcoming May Huggins and Scott auction, we're going to have Vince Clementi trying to figure out which ended higher. I've got the three items here. I've actually, look at this, Vince. I'm giving you a quick peek there.
My eyes are
I highlighted. I did highlights for things I switched them around. I'm already toying with you.
I can't wait.
The number's 312-332-3776. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPN.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're now, we've moved from Sundays to Saturdays. We'll be on every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time on this radio station. And we'll also, you can hear us on the ESPN app, I think anywhere in the world, actually. Yes. So if you do get in the drawing anywhere in the world, Vince Clementi right. and ERC Delivery will make sure you get the prize.
That's kind of how I had to
extend
my delivery area, you know, because the app is worldwide, you know.
So there you go.
We grow right with it.
ERC Delivery, on-demand delivery. That's it. That's quite the business you built there,
It's a lot
Vince.
Of fun. Thank you.
Okay, now, Vince, I don't want to mess with your head, but we got to do this. We got a couple callers waiting, but we'll get to them soon here. All right, which ended higher in the February 2017 Huggins and Scott auction? The first item, now these aren't in order of price, or maybe
just
they
go
are.
Ahead and list
or
them.
Maybe
go
they
ahead.
Are.
Go
and if you're out there listening, see if you can figure this out. 1973 Topps Baseball, 24-pack unopened wax box, BBCE wrapped, which is good because they authenticate that it's a real legitimate unopened box. Okay, that's the first item. The second item, and you know there's only one reason this item is in here. 1959 Fleer, Three Stooges, checklist card number 116.
So appropriate.
PSA 7, Moe, Larry, and Curly are all pictured on this card.
Nice.
Just so you know, that's a big thing. Okay. And the third item, 1962 Post Alphabets complete cereal box with inner contents removed, seven cards including Duke Snyder and Aparicio on the box. So you might laugh,
so
but
is the so is the 62 cereal box from a blast from your childhood eating the cereal kind of thing?
I remember seeing a card from there at my grandma's house.
Okay.
So yeah, when I was a little kid, I don't know if it was that year, but I remember seeing and I thought, ooh, cereal box. Yeah, those are cool. I like them.
I know why the Three Stooges is there. It just kind of fits your personality a little bit there. But
all
the
right.
73 Topps baseball, I actually opened up when I was 9 years old in 73. Oh. I opened up a box, brand new. I probably had that box, but then, of course, as we know, I opened up all the packs in like 10 minutes. And
you still have
played
them?
With them? No, I don't.
That would have made a nice set build, yeah.
I think my dad had a garage sale.
Ooh.
Early 80s.
That's happened to a lot of people.
Oh, I got some cards for you, Mr. Stranger. Give me a buck for them or something,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
So, but based on that whole historical element, I'm going to go with the 73 Topps baseball.
And that's a really good guess, but...
No. Okay, Rod.
Again.
All right, Mr. Sterling.
We've been watching the old Twilight Zones on Netflix. Some of them are pretty good. Some of them aren't. But okay, it was a good guess. You didn't get the lowest one anyway.
Okay.
Out of those three items, and these are all did really well. 1962 Post Alphabets complete cereal box with inner contents removed. $2,500.
Very nice.
Your 1973 Topps Baseball 24-pack unopened wax box, BBCE wrapped, $2,800. And my guys, the Three Stooges, all on one card in a PSA 7, $3,100. Bill,
wow,
Rios,
very nice.
That surprised me. I wouldn't have thought that would go that high. Did that surprise you, or is that pretty much just what that card does?
Oh, no, that was probably one of the higher ones of those that sold, for sure.
Oh, that was really something else. So, all right, well, we've got some callers here now. Thanks for waiting, Ken in Chicago. I hope I have the right line here. What do you have there, Ken?
Got a 1970-71 team autograph ball, Chicago Bear. It's an autograph ball. It was passed down to me.
Oh.
And it doesn't hold air, but I've neglected to get it fixed. I didn't know if I wanted anybody to damage it, or, and it's not authenticated either.
Yeah, now, that has Sayers and Butkus on there, correct? Is George Halas signed on it by any chance?
That I don't know. I think there's 4 to 5 Hall of Famers on there.
Doug Buffon would have been on that team. I'm trying to, that wasn't that great of a team, but you did have Sayers and Butkus. I'm trying to think of any other. I mean, that's got to be... Even Bill, what's the difference in value on a vintage signed football? A lot of them don't hold air. Like, let's say you had a really good one. Like, let's say you had one of the Packers Super Bowl teams at Lombardi's on there, and really nice signatures and a nice football, but it won't hold air. Do you have an estimate of how much that hurts from one that does hold air?
Well, the thing we found out is, I mean, if it's kind of, you know, collapsed, so to speak, and it just doesn't look good at all. We've had a lot of guys where what they'll do is they'll blow that foam into it, and it'll harden it, and it'll make it a nice displayable football. If it's just a little bit soft and it's not really collapsed, it's probably fine as is. But if it's kind of, if it's all sunken in and everything, you may want to look into that foam stuff that you blow into it, kind of like you would do for flat tires and stuff like that. And it makes it much more presentable, much more displayable. But in answer to your question, yes, the displayability, if it's lost because there's no air in it, does hurt the value of it.
Yeah, so, but that's a neat football, and I think you'd probably be, without seeing it, at least a few hundred dollars if it was signed back in the day and you have everybody on there. And if Halas wasn't coaching at that time, but if Halas is on there for some reason also, that would help the value also. I always like seeing the old team signed items.
Absolutely.
Like that.
Yep.
They're always cool. Like when you look at some of the Cubs and White Sox balls from the 60s and 70s, it might even have not been a great team, but usually they sell for at least 100. What are you waving there, Vince? Is that
it's the W flag from Game 3 of the World Series that I went to, and I brought the blue towel that everybody waved.
Oh, they handed those out for everybody?
Yes.
Oh, that's,
yes.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I thought I'd bring it with me
at
for our
break,
first show.
I'll take a picture of you waving that.
That'd be
okay?
Cool. Awesome.
Right now, I can multitask, but that might not work very well. Wave at people out on the street, take a picture, and multitask.
There you go.
and also, don't forget to talk on the air, okay? Gary in Humboldt Park, what do you have there, Gary?
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
I went to the Michael Jordan retirement party in the United Center, and they were giving out Bulls duffel bags with Michael Jordan memorabilia in it. You know, you got the ticket holder, hand towels, you got a basketball, you had a basketball card in it. I can't, it's such a long time ago, I can't remember everything else that was in it, but I got it sealed, locked up, and I've never opened it since. Is there any value to it?
There is value. I don't think there's a ton, though. Bill, you haven't run any of those, have you, or have you?
Gosh, I'm not sure. Has any of them ever broke into T-Crown?
No. Well, a long time ago they did. Maybe Vince could find something on eBay where one of them, I bet, would have sold on eBay. But
yeah, look it up.
We will look for that, Gary, and if we see anything, we'll let you know what they're selling for. I just haven't seen any. My guess would be in the $100 range, but that's just... That's just an estimate. I haven't seen those in a long time, and it could be better. A lot depends what's hiding in those things, you know, that sometimes there's one thing in there that everybody wants, and it turns out to be big. You know what's really big is Jordan serial numbered cards from the 90s. If it's a Bulls uniform card that came out of packs and it's serial numbered to 150 or less, those cards are big. They're like...
like a couple grand some of them.
Which is surprising since, you know, so much stuff was overproduced in the 90s.
Yeah,
that,
but those are the numbered ones. Yeah. So, yeah,
they're
that's what people
numbered,
like.
There's only so many.
So it's a nice thing. Now, people walk, you can bring things into Triple Crown in Naperville and either show it to me, I take a picture and put them on Twitter and talk about them on the show. But if you think you have something that might go into a Huggins and Scott auction, you can bring it in there and I'll let you know. People bring in some really cool stuff. Now this was one, a lady called in about this one. She had a letter signed by Charles Comiskey in 1909. If I got her story correct, her grandfather was a baseball player, and he had sent a letter to Charles Comiskey and had a recommendation for a better pair of spikes, like a really? Different type of spikes to wear. And Charles Comiskey sent him a letter back talking about that and then signed it. Well, typically it looks like a signed letter of Charles Comiskey from that era sells for maybe $1,000 to $1,500. Bill, is there any type of, if he was talking about anything in the letter that would make it like way more valuable, like let's say Nike went all the way back to 1909 and this was the start of Nike. Well, then that would have been huge. Yeah. But any type of historic info in a letter from Comiskey that would make it more valuable?
Well, yeah, I mean, like you were just saying, the content of these handwritten letters, they go way back into the early 1900s and everything. If they're baseball related or if they're significantly time dated related, those do have make the item much, much more desirable and hence much more valuable. It just really depends on, do they mention certain players' names sometimes, or do they talk about, like you say, a certain part of an equipment thing or a player trade or something like that. Those are much more desirable than thank you for requesting my autograph and closes my picture.
I thought this was pretty cool, just the fact talking about different types of spikes. I'd like to see what his response was. I hope she did. It sounded like she was going to bring it in, and that would be a good. She had something else, too. I think she had a scorecard from the early 1900s, a White Sox scorecard. Ooh. So that'd be a good combo. Without a doubt. Okay, we have Brian in Justice. Thanks for waiting, Brian. What do you have?
I got some misshaped baseball cards. I have some 1975 mini tops.
Oh, those
are cool. I got like Nolan Ryan with two other guys. I have Raleigh Fingers. I got a few others. And then I have the 1988 Olympic team, but those are bigger cards. Is it more or less valuable when there are misshaped cards like that?
Well, Bill, your expertise would be in the 1975, the regular and the minis. Which do you think sells higher? Let's say it's a set that averages an 8 grade, like really nice set, and you've got the regular 75 tops and the tops minis. Do the minis sell higher?
They used to. I mean, 15, 20 years ago, the minis were 2 to 3 times that. That gap has radically closed over the years.
Huh.
I don't know whether it's just interest or I know there were a whole bunch of those minis that came out of the they were primarily out of the Michigan area where they were kind of test marketed in 1975. And there was a lot of those that surfaced about 4 or 5 years ago. And the market and I think just the desirability of the minis has kind of softened. They're probably close to about even.
Okay, very
There's
good.
A couple on eBay here. 1975 Topps Mini Nolan Ryan graded 8.5, 195.
Yeah, well, those are good cards.
You know,
the key to you, Brian, it would be that how nice a condition they actually are. How many do you have total?
You know what? I have a bunch. I have them, but there's no, you know, they're the weird size, so I don't have them in sleeves. I have them in a box by themselves.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, if you had enough, Bill, I guess they'd have to be pretty nice if you were going to run, if it wasn't a complete set of the minis, if you were going to run them in an auction, correct?
Yeah, you certainly want to have the Brett and the Yount and the Ryan and the Rose and the Jackson and the Bench, all those major stars that are in there.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, it has potential. Maybe you could bring those into Triple Crown in Naperville sometime. I'll look at them and try to give you a good idea. On the value, Steve in Buffalo Grove actually has, this is something, Steve, I had something in here where Huggins and Scott ran some game-used bats that ended in their February auction. I had a customer had contacted me. I think he had some old cards that ran in February in Huggins and Scott, and he contacted me and said that a friend of his has an Ernie Banks game-used bat.
Ooh.
And Ernie Banks game-used bats sell for really good money. You know, the key, I guess, is the older or whatever. But looking back here, in 2013, Huggins and Scott sold a 1961-63 Ernie Banks game-used bat, sold for $4,400. So,
nice.
Yeah, and it seems to me the game-used bat market is up now. Boog Powell, 1964 game-used bat, PSA DNA game-used 8.5, sold for $1,200 in Huggins and Scott. A Tony Gwynn, somebody called me just this week about a Tony Gwynn, 1985 game-used bat, PSA DNA game-used 825 for that. And tell us what bat you have, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, I've got a Frank Thomas game-used bat. I picked it up directly from the White Sox at their garage sale years and years ago. And
that's cool.
And I ultimately had him autograph it years later. So my main question is, how do I determine what year it's from? I've got the numbers that are imprinted on the knob of the bat.
You know, one of the things, I found the site. I just was looking at this because I was looking at these bats, and PSA has a bat site now, and I don't have, I'll see maybe at the break if I can look it up, but you can find your bat where they'll have different bats from different Hall of Famers, and they have their authentication there and things to look for. So that's something you can check, but, and it's time for another break here, but I'm thinking at least $500 on a Frank Thomas game used, don't you think, Bill?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
yeah, probably more than that, and it would be a good one to try in a Huggins and Scott auction. It's time for a short break here. We're already up to break number two. The number is 312-332-3776. If you call us and you have a good item, you get in the drawing. We're giving away this week a 2016 Panini Absolute football box. Three autographs in the box. Real nice product. A lot of low-numbered good cards in these boxes. Football had the really good rookies this year. So you can also tweet a picture of an item. T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. And if I use that on the show, you get in the drawing also. So hang in there. We'll be.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We've moved from Sundays to Saturdays. And we're now going to be on every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time talking about the value of all kinds of different collectibles, sports, non-sports. If you have something you think might be valuable, give us a call. And if you have a good item, a cool item that helps the show, you'll get in a drawing. This week we're giving away a 2016 Panini Absolute football box. And you can also tweet a picture of an item if you think it might be valuable. If I use it on the show, you get in the drawing that way. At T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. So give us a call, 312-332-3776. Now, coming up, the next Huggins and Scott auction runs from April 24th to May 4th. All kinds of stuff in there that you can go to HugginsandScott.com and see already. But here's some pretty cool things that are, I bet these were from the same guy, Bill. A 2009 Upper Deck Prominent Cuts Abraham Lincoln 1-of-1 cut signature card.
Wow.
With a $3,500 minimum bid. And then there's also a 2007 Upper Deck Historical Cuts Ulysses Grant and Robert E. Lee 1-of-1 dual cut signature. $5,000 minimum bid. Was that from the same guy, Bill, or do you even know?
Yes, no, they did come from the same guy.
I thought, yeah, that sounded like a collector who was really into that stuff. And sometimes guys get it, they have it a few years, yep. And they're like, yeah, I think I'm going to move on to something else, you know?
Wow.
But those will be fun to watch in the May Huggins and Scott auction. And if you've been looking for cut signatures of those guys, this is a great way to do it. Authenticated by Upper Deck in the packs. They were pulled from the packs at the time. Okay, let's see who's waiting the longest here. I think it's Ryan in Lakeview. Thanks for waiting, Ryan. What do you have?
Hey, guys. So I got a couple items. First one is a, I think it's a 91 or 92 Cubs team signed baseball.
Okay.
I can make out the big signatures. I can't really make out everyone, so it's kind of hard to pinpoint the exact year. And then the second one is an NFL authenticated Green Bay Packers helmet with Bart Starr, Brett Favre, and Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, that's nice. The 91 Cubs, that nothing special about that team, you know, so it's probably
right.
$100, $150 if there's at least 20 signatures on it, and it's nice. Bart Starr, Aaron Rodgers, and Brett Favre on a full-size Packer helmet. What do you think of that one, Bill? That sounds like a nice one.
Gosh, I want to say we may have run one of those, but that's $100 or more.
Yeah. Now, did you get those in person? How did you end up coming up with those, Ryan?
So the helmet it was a birthday gift from my dad. I think he probably got it online in some sort of auction himself a couple years ago. The baseball, I think it was my wife's from when she was a kid. It was funny, I was taking a nap and I woke up and it was on the coffee table. So that's kind of how it came into play. But.
Tell her if you go back to sleep, could she put a Babe Ruth ball on there next time?
I mean, this is a one-time deal, unfortunately.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's pretty cool anyway. Thanks for the call, Ryan. Next on the line, we have Steve on the road. Keep it on the road. Steve, what do you have?
Hi, guys. I have my wife's first husband passed away years ago, and he was a baseball card collector, or maybe even had a little store somewhere. And she's kept all of this stuff, and now she's finally like, you know, we just need to do something with all of it. And I don't know the very first place to even begin with all these sleeves of cards and baits, some balls and cases with signature and basketball shoes with some signatures on them, but sleeves and sleeves of cardboard boxes with baseball cards in them.
Do you know what years they're from, Steve?
Not off the top of my head. We moved all of them about 6 years ago when we moved houses.
Okay.
And I haven't opened them. I opened them up originally, you know, when she was first telling me about them, and you know, we said we'll just deal with this at a later time, and so I honestly can't remember. It's been so many years ago.
Well, the key is that if it's from the 80s and 90s, you probably don't have a bunch. The 80s basketball is good. 80s and 90s baseball, for the most part, isn't that good. But if you look in it and it has a bunch of things from maybe early 70s and older, then you might have hit the jackpot. So maybe that's the place to start. Open some of the boxes, look at the stats on the back and see what years they're from, and send me an email, tcrowntom@gmail.com. Give me an idea of what the years are from, and then we can go from there. If you have vintage stuff, 70s and back, and it has a lot of Hall of Famers, and we could just send them to Huggins and Scott, and they're great with vintage card collections on piecing them out, making lots out of them, getting things that need to be graded, get them graded, and auctioning them for you. So that's where I would start if anybody has a bunch of cards back there. I mean, I have still at Triple Crown in Naperville, I have probably, I don't know how many thousands of cards that are not worth too much from the 80s and 90s. A lot of that stuff just isn't that good. But then you can go through that stuff and go through the rookies and go through different things. And a lot of times there will be a couple of things that turn out to be good. So you know what I mean? It's you just never know what's in it. But you can't sell if you have 10,000 80s and 90s baseball cards as a lot. You're just not, there's not going to be a lot of interest in that right now. Next on the line, we have Danny in Buffalo Grove. What do you have there, Danny?
Hey, good morning, Tom. How are you doing?
Good.
Interesting situation that I haven't thought of for a number of years, but your caller about the deflated football.
Yeah.
So I have a practiced used ball that was used by the Bears during the 85 season. My wife was had a professional relationship with one of their staff photographers at the time. She was in advertising and marketing. The ball is signed by a number of Bears, including Walter Payton. And then a couple of years later, probably around 87, 88, I got a signed Walter Payton Sweetness, a beautifully framed, matted, Steiner-authenticated picture. My question is that the Walter Payton signatures are completely different, especially the last name. And I was told a number of years back that there may have been, that Steiner may have actually defrauded some people, especially when it came to Walter Payton's signature, that they were not in cahoots, but they had something going on with Walter Payton and perhaps his secretary. And my question is really, do I believe, if I wanted to part with this memorabilia, I mean, do I believe in the Steiner COA? Or, you know, I can't get the football authenticated because, you know, nobody was there, but the staff photographer, we have no reason to believe that he, you know, lied to my wife.
Well, I would want to get anything authenticated if you have any doubt at all about it. If you didn't get it signed in person and you have any question, then use JSA or PSA DNA. I know that Walter Payton did a big signing for Steiner Sports before he died. I had never heard that about that some of them might be bogus. That's the first I've heard that.
Yeah.
But I know he signed a lot of things for him. But if you have any question, have either JSA or PSA DNA authenticate them, and then that can make you feel better or feel worse if it turns out they're not real. But as far as I know, all those were legit, that he actually, they had been after him for a long time to sign things, and I think it was after he found out he had the illness that he decided to do a big signing with them. So I know at least a lot of their stuff is actually very good. Okay, next on the line we have Marcus in Cary. What do you have there, Marcus? Thanks for calling.
Hi, how's it going today?
Good.
Good. So I have a Sports Illustrated autographed by Muhammad Ali, and it's framed, and it's the Sports Illustrated issue that celebrates his 50th birthday.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So let's see, his 50th birthday, what was that about, almost 20 years ago, right around 20 years ago?
Exactly. I don't have the issue with me. It's actually framed and hanging on my son's wall as we speak. I was just curious what it would be.
I like Sports Illustrateds that are signed on the cover. I think that makes a nice signed item. As a matter of fact, I saw in Huggins and Scott, I think there was one batch that like 50 or 60 magazines of different big name guys on the cover that were signed.
And you have a few of those on your wall signed, don't you?
Yeah, most of them are just there. Like I have all those Jordans. Sure. It's like a wall. It makes a good wallpaper, like the history of Michael.
Yep.
But I don't do much with magazines anymore. But when a Sports Illustrated is signed, I think that's cool. Now, Bill, what do you think an SI signed by Ali might sell for at this point?
Depending on when it was signed and what the style of the signature is and the condition of everything, you're looking at probably, you know, worst case $200, best case $500.
Okay.
All right, excellent. Thank you so much.
Sure thing. Thanks for the call.
You know, Tom, we also, Tom, in the next auction, speaking of Sports Illustrated, this gentleman brought in to me, and you'll see him probably start to appear in the upcoming items. Got to be 100 to 150 or more first, Sports Illustrated, all without mailing links.
Oh, really?
And they're all signed.
Whoa, wow. Man, that's hard to come up with them like that.
One of the biggest collections of these I've ever seen, yeah.
That'll probably be the best one that's ever hit the auction marketplace, I would think. Next on the line, we have Corey in Valpo. What's up, Corey?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
I have two items. First item, 1960s baseball autographed by Ernie Banks.
Okay. It's better when they're signed. The older, the better. I think a 60s ball might be 100 to 150, depending on how nice it is.
And then the other item I have is a it's a very early baseball glove signature series, Shoeless Joe Jackson. And I can't even find the glove anywhere, you know, doing my research, that style of glove.
Oh, so it's an actual, like, early 1900s glove?
Yes.
Oh, no, that's pretty cool, Bill. That a lot of times the old gloves aren't worth a ton because everybody saved their gloves. That was, like, for a lot of guys, that was their big treasure. But, Bill, have you seen a Shoeless Joe Jackson model glove sell?
Gosh, you know, I don't know that I have.
I haven't.
It would just depend on when, you know, you can tell by a lot of times the patent numbers on it and the styles of the glove and everything as to what era it was from. But, you know, a teens era Joe Jackson model glove could be hundreds, if not a thousand or more, depending on, like I say, when it's from.
That would be a good one to put in the Huggins and Scott auction just to find out what the marketplace thought of that one. Because, honestly, I don't remember ever seeing one of those. That would be cool. If nothing else, if you can bring it into Triple Crown in Naperville and show me, I can tweet a picture that people can see. I'd like to see it. That sounds pretty cool. Next on the line, we have Mike in Algonquin. Thanks for the call. Mike, what do you have?
I've got a baseball signed by Johnny Bench and Pete Rose.
One baseball with the two of them or two different baseballs?
Okay. One with the two of them.
That's better. Pete Rose has signed so many things. The two of them, I would think, would sell for 100 or, right around 100, I would think, that it's, they're not the toughest signatures in the world, that's for sure, but, that's still pretty cool. Next on the line, we have Greg and Carol Stream. What do you have there, Greg? We're going through them fast here because we're getting towards the end.
Thanks for having me. Hey, I have from the middle 70s. I can't tell you the exact year. I was 8 or 9 years old, went to a California Angels Baltimore Orioles game with my dad. The players on the Orioles were signing autographs after the game, and we were passing my baseball around.
Cool.
It's got Jim Palmer. It's got Bobby Grich. It's got Boot Powell. It actually has Brooks Robinson's signature twice because as the ball was going around, he actually grabbed it twice and signed it twice.
Huh.
Got a handful of other players on there, too.
Well, if you have at least 20 or more and it's one of their World Series years that they won it, I mean, that would really be good. What's the difference, Bill, value if it's a World Series year or not?
Oh, probably 2 to 3 times the amount. If you had it from 70 or 66, those would be the good years to have the two Oriole winners.
Yeah. Without a doubt, and you'd probably be looking over 500. Now, if it was a championship year ball, would you want to do that in an auction all by itself?
Oh, sure. And okay. We've done that and done very well with it. Yeah.
All right. Very good. We're already at the end of our first show. We're going to be on now. Don't forget, every Saturday morning from 7 to 8. Sorry, the people that are waiting on the line, maybe give us a call closer to 7 next week, and we'll get you in as fast as we can. It's time for Vince to do the drawing.
This week's winner is Steve from On the Road.
Steve's on the road.
If you're still out there, email me your address. My email is vince@ercdelivery.com.
Very good. vince@ercdelivery.com, and you have to email him by Thursday, otherwise the prize will carry over into next Saturday. So, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks to once again to Bill Huggins at Huggins and Scott Auctions and Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery for bringing the show back as the sponsors. I'll talk. Somebody wants a sponsor, I'm talking. I love doing the show with these guys, so it's great to be back. Thanks to all you guys out there for listening. Don't forget, 7 to 8 every Saturday morning, Eric Ostrowski, thanks for helping out. And check my T-Crown Tom Twitter ID. Have a great week, everybody.